Kick it off. As you see on the top of the paper, as you mentioned, the subject of this evening is the subject of alarm, use of alarm clocks on Shabbos. In the Aseret HaDibros, Torah tells us with regard to the mitzvah of Shabbos in source number 1, Shmos Perakov, Sukim Ches, Tugir Alav Ches, Zohar Shom HaShabbos, the Kacho test, Sheish HaShom HaTabro, Siskom HaLachtecha, and Yud, the Kippos of Ros, Vayom HaShvi Shabbos HaShom HaKecha, Lo Satsa Chom HaLocha. That's where the prohibition against doing work on Shabbos is found. Lo Satsa Chom HaLocha, Atav Incho Vitecha, Abduchav Moscha, Vemtecha, Begecha, Shabbosh, right? Everybody in the household. And Yud Alav, Kishesh Tom HaSor, Hashem HaShemayim VeHaSorot, Hashem 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 created the world in 6 days, he rests on the seventh. This is the psukim regarding Shabbos. So what we're talking about here is a person who wishes to set some type of an alarm clock. We'll talk first about the old-fashioned alarm clocks that just make a little bit of a ringing sound based on a wind-up type of mechanism. Then we'll talk a little bit about clock radios and things along those lines, more modern type of things. Or it's on a phone or something. But in any event, the key phrase for us right now, for the starting point, is that which it says in Pasuk Yud, Shmos Perakof, Lo Sasa Chol Melocha. You're not allowed to do any Melocha on Shabbos. So the Gemara derives from this phrase that what's also is to do a Melocha. What's called Groma, which we'll define now as a Melocha indirectly, that's not also on Shabbos. That comes up the second source in Sugya and Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf. The Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph, the subject there is if there's a fire on Shabbos. So we know that there's a fire on Shabbos, so obviously if there's any threat and danger to life, so that takes precedent. But let's talk about a fire that there's no danger in anybody's life. It's in the woods or something like that. It's in an area, but it's not going to pose any danger, any threat to anybody's life, but it poses threat to property, right? So a fire could damage property. So what can you do, again, what can Jews do on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says on Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph and Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Parson Or Shog Gvi Al Gabe Shida Teva Migdol Shochas Buenos Or, Neshu Mecharech. Okay, you're allowed to put over some sort of a box, you have something with stuff in it, and it looks like it's just started to catch fire. You can put some type of covering on it, Or Shog Gvi, Rashi explains in the third source, Rashi there says that on a Mishnah, Or Shog Gvi Lach, it's damp, okay? And it'll prevent the fire basically from, you know, kind of like it'll singe, I guess would be the right word, right? It'll singe the thing, but it won't catch fire. That's the way you can protect it. You're not putting out the fire on Shabbos, but you're covering your box or whatever with this material, which is damp, so the fire won't damage it. Right, exactly. Well, this is not a program here. This is preventing it from catching. But then it says furthermore. You're allowed to take vessels and set it up in such a way that it's going to block. You can see which direction the fire is going. So now you put these things in the way so that you know, other things you don't care, you know, things that you don't care about so much. You have vessels, let's say there's water in the vessels and so on. Because that's what it means, Bain Malayan, Bain Rekonim. Rashi explains, Bain Malayan Mayan. Right? I skipped the previous Rashi. Nation Mecharech Menor. You're protecting a box by putting that cover on it. That's the first part. The second thing is you can put in the way of the fire vessels, even there's water in it. The idea being that when the fire gets there, the fire will cause the vessel to crack and the water will come out. The water will put out the fire. That's what you call gram kibui, right? We know you're not allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos. You can't blow out the Shabbos candles or blow out a fire or something on Shabbos. But here it's kind of indirect, right? So you're preventing the fire from spreading. Okay, and certain types of candles easier to crack. We don't have to go into the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi right now, but that's what the Mishnah allows. That's what we call indirectly putting out the fire. You didn't put any water on the fire at all. You just put these vessels with water in it in the direction where the fire is going. Then they bust it by themselves and they put out the fire. That's allowed. That's what the Mishnah says. And explaining this, so the whole sugi, I only quoted one line, but in source number 4, the Gemara on that sugi, the Gemara on Shabbos Kufchof on the Beis says, based on our pasuk, Ksiv Lo Sasa Chol Melocha Asiya Hu Da'aser Gwama Shari. When it says Lo Sasa Chol Melocha on Shabbos, our pasuk, you're not allowed to do Melocha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do an action, right? But Gwama is allowed. Now, this is a major sugya. We're only touching a little rough pumpkin here, but that's the sugya that Maaser is what's also on Shabbos. I can't do something directly because it's indirect. I'll have to define that. Maybe at the very end we'll come back to that. I don't know, Salavetia has a little different take than many others, but anyway, but that's the idea that Gwama is Mutter, and therefore that's how the Rambam Paskins as well. The Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos in Source 5, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam Paskins like this. Umutter lasos mechitza b'kala kelim bein layot bein layim with a filled water bein reikonim. They're just going to be in the way. Kadesh shalot tavar hadleika. Afilu klicheres chadoshim leim mayim osin mechitza. Afal pisha vaday misbakin mechav. You know darn well that those things are going to crack and the water is going to come out. So indirectly you put out the fire, and it's not like what an accident. So you knew it on purpose. You put the full vessels with water. You knew very well that it was when the fire gets close to this pottery, it's going to crack. And the water is going to come out. It's still mutter. Shagram kibui mutter. There's the lashon of Rambam. Shagram kibui mutter. Indirect extinguishing is allowed. And then he also says other things you can cover. That's halacha. Hey, he mentions the other thing with the box. Tiva shidur migdol. Shachas hamra the orgdi. Ukelsi bavdram shein or melahetes. Something else which is damp that the fire won't catch on it. And you put it over. It's fine. Same thing. And in the shulchan aruch too, it says in aruch chaim simin shin lamed dalad sif chav beis. If there's a loss, there has to be a loss. In other words, tamazoy, if there's no potential loss, you can't do it. Well, that's a limitation. That's a chumrah. As the Mechaber seems to say, any type of gram kibui, any type of indirect kibui is allowed. As long as it didn't directly extinguish it, you set this system up so that the water bust later, the vessels would bust later, and the waters would come out. But the Ramah seems to allow it only mokum pseido. That is to prevent some type of a loss. Yeah.
We're not going to use the concept of signature. When you're recording, the act is not doing it directly.
Yet. Right, correct. That's the point, yeah. Now, what's interesting is just an important point. The Gemara brings up this whole discussion of Gemara. The Gemara brings up the discussion of Gerama, okay, with regards to extinguishing. That's the case in the Mishnah Kuf Chaf that we saw in the Gemara. That, but the Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha there in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph in Surah 7, the Gram Kibui Mutter Lav Dafke Kibui. Don't think that this is a special, this grumma is a special din by kibui. It's unique to the melacha of mechaber of extinguishing to melacha shein tzurich legufa, because it's a different type of melacha. Because usually, I mean, I don't go into that now, but the melacha shein legufa means you do a melacha in such a, you know, in a manner that's not done in the way that it was done in the Mishkan and so on. So I don't want to go into all the details of that now, but kibui might be different. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, don't think that this heter of grumma is a special din with regards to special din with regards to kibui. Dafilu b'chol melachas adin kein. Okay, this is by all melachas. Grumma is always allowed, even though the particular example is what it is. So keep this in the back of your mind. We now have grumma, so one could certainly maintain, as getting to our issue of alarm clock. So what I do on Shabbos by moving the timer to a certain place. So I set it up on Friday, or even perhaps setting it up on Shabbos itself. Because what have I done? On Friday night, let's say before I go to sleep, on Friday, I'm talking about the old-fashioned alarm clock. So a lot of people, I think, still use a simple thing, right? You put the little piece, I don't know what it's called, tripper, I don't know, something like whatever the technical term is. Theoretically, one could argue I could even set it up on Friday night to go off at 7 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, because what have I done? Well, the malacha happened later on, right? It happened 12 hours later, whenever. So that's grumma. Right? And then certainly one would argue at this point, if I set it up on Friday, right? The Friday is a weekday, I set it up on a Friday afternoon. Now, as we'll see later, one of the chronicles yesterday, the question probably set it up on Friday, or the old fashioned alarm clocks anyway, is it's not 24 hours. So he says you want to set it up at 7, but if 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the Erev Shabbos is pushing to set up at 7, it'll go up at 7 at night. That won't do any good to wake you up at 7 in the morning. Okay, but so I'm saying at this point, one could argue that even if it's even allowed on Shabbos itself. Now,
you haven't really defined Grumma.
So we're defining Grumma right now as something where the Malacha doesn't result right away. I do something now, but the Malacha happens later. Since you brought it up, and I hinted it a moment ago, the Rav had a different understanding of that than many others do. But the standard Grumma that they use now, okay, there's an Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole, there's a Machon Tzomet, right by the Gush Etzion Yeshiva, right over there, and other things, I believe, maybe it's at Halpern, I forgot what it's called, what's it called? using technology over here. The latest happens. I made the Talmud Chacham today. They work now, and a lot of a couple of years ago, every couple of years, they have a trip. One of the Rosh Yeshivas goes with a group of guys in Yeshiva to see different things in Eretz Yisrael. So my son went a couple of years ago. They went with Rabbi Sabalovsky from here in the neighborhood, and the theme was Grama. The theme of these is they went to all these places. They went to Shari Tzedek Hospital because they set up a lot of things in the hospital. Or they went to a kibbutz. They went to an army base, and all the first they learned up the sugyas, and Sabalovsky said Shira Mana, and then they went and saw these things in action. Very very nice thing. So they went to this machon, and they developed all these things with the doors and with the elevators and with all kinds of things. I once mentioned in shul a couple of years ago, because the hospitals now have all these automatic doors, right? And you can then open until a couple of years ago. Sukkot nights, and people remember my son had to go to the hospital. One of my children had to go to the hospital on the first night of Sukkot. So later that night, I walked. My wife took him. I was in shul, and they came and told me whatever. So after I went home and made kiddush, and I had to sit with the other kids, and I walked over to the hospital. Baruch Hashem, it's fine. But I walked over to the hospital. So they had already a Holy Name Hospital. So there was a guard there. So I went up to the guard and I said, I have a holiday, so I'm not permitted to use electricity. Is there any other doorway that I can get in without using electricity? And he said, no. They stood there. I said, there's no other way for me to go. Nope. Sorry. He didn't get to him. He just didn't get it. I can't. Huh? Yeah, of course. But he didn't move. He didn't get to him. I said, really? I mean, I can't get in any other way like this. Cause I'm not allowed to do this, so... Anyway, after a while, obviously somebody came out the other end, so I was able to come in. But now Yontif may be different. There are a lot of other possibilities, and what exactly happens with that electricity wise? Yeah.
The mites in Holy Name, it's probably just closed at the late hours. Where they have their offices
down. Oh, down below. There's another door. Well, maybe it might have been locked. This was around 11, 12 at night. Whatever. Anyway, but now in Eretz Yisrael, they're developing all these different things. And again, it's no gay on a kibbutz or in factories and the army bases. Anyway, so we're defining grumma. They're having some of the shuls here. The phone, the grumma phone, the doctors use and so on. The whole idea is there's a delayed result. Okay, the rub, huh? Right, those timers, right, also like that. So the yantar, maybe the rav had a different beer. Maybe we'll get to that. I've checked the right stuff a little bit because that's on. I brought it here, but the rav held that that's not a grama where you're still where what you do still has an ongoing or continuing impact. He's not sure that's grama. He calls that melacha lachar zman. He did the melacha. Just took grama means there's some other force that comes later that you weren't in control of. I mean, it's a little bit of lomdus shosui. I'll allude to it at the end. So that, but we'll define grama right now as a delay. Good. Now let's come to the second part of the issue. Yeah. Oh, exactly. So that's what I want to get to now. The issue on Shabbos is known as Hashmos Kol. So that's the next, the second part of the issue. Because again, in terms of grama, good. So I'll set the alarm. But there's another issue. And that is the following. The Gemara has the following story in Erevin, source number 8, Erevin daf Kuf Dalat Amud Aleph. Kuf Dalat Amud Aleph in Erevin. Ula, Ikla Lebei Rav Menashe. Ula said, I got the message too late, I'm sorry. Ula, Ikla Lebei Rav Menashe. Ula once came to the home of Rav Menashe and was there for Shabbos, whatever. Asa, who gavra, Taraf Ababa. Some guy came and he banged on the front door to get in. Rashi explains to us. Nine, Taraf Ababa. Hikish Amadelas Be Grofo, Vihishmir Kol. He banged hard, he made a big loud noise by banging on the door. So back to Gemara. Omar man, hi. Lischa gufei de kamachal shabbat. Ula said the guy is in mechal shabbos. This guy who's banging on my door is mechal shabbos. You have to flip back and forth. Look at the Rashi at the top of the next page. The kamachal shabbos. The kasavar kol olode kala osir. Kol olode kala osir. Any sound, any making an abnormal sound, a big sound, that's also on shabbos. So Ula got annoyed. Whatever this was, it was banging on the door. So back to the Gemara. Amalei Rabba said, no, lo osre la kol shel shir. This isser called hashmas kol, producing a sound on Shabbos, not banging on the door. It has to be something to do with a song, melody, produced melodious. That's the Zerah Rabbanan, right? I mean, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make musical sounds. Just a guy banging on the door to get in, I mean, maybe sounds like drums, but that's not the musical sound. That's what Rabba said. Now the Gemara has a batch of kashas. We don't have to read the whole sugya. I printed it there. All the Rashi's, but Seisha Abayez, Abayez Akashas was something called Malin Yofu Matifin Miyar, Klechola Vishabas. Miyar, Rashi explains, is some type of a device that you put, it's got holes in it, and it's liquid, and it drips. And it makes a noise either for a chole, for a sick person, either it soothes him, it's a soothing sound he falls asleep, or it's a sound that he should wake up, whatever, you're allowed to do this, okay? Rashi explains exactly how it's set up. Okay, and so, but it sounds from the Gemara that that's a special dispensation for a cholah. Now that's not a music, that's not melody. Why should it be usher? That's usher only for a cholah. The Gemara says cholah in lebari lo. So then the Gemara says it must be that Ula was right. That Ula was right to say any type of sound. Otherwise, why would he have to have a special case, this device for a cholah? So he said, no, there's a different reason why that's awesome. Then the Gemara has a bunch of other cases. The next case is Hamashamar Peirosim Ner Ophos. A guy on Shabbos, he's got a field full of fruits. His fruits fell down on Shabbos. Now he's afraid that all the birds are going to come, and then the squirrels or whatever around here, they would have squirrels, and the Gemara would call them birds, that they're going to come in and eat his fruits, and that's his whole livelihood, right? All the fruits are piled up there, so he wants to scare the birds away. So it says, Meshamek Kedarka Meshamek, and guard it with a vaj, or yispak, or yitpak, or yakin, kyakshon, or you can't clap and make noise the way you do on a weekday. So again, that's not also, it's not melody, it's not singing. So why is it, so again, the Gemara has a different reason. Each time they ask all these kashas, okay, and each time the Gemara, Rabba answers. So that's what comes out of this sugya, that the machokas, Ula and Rabba, okay, Ula holds that any type of hashmas, kol, right, producing a sound on Shabbos is not allowed. And Rabba, no, it's only in the category of what is a musical, component to it, yeah. Yeah, right, that's simple, right, with the sprinklers, yeah.
It says rechaim, you can't do rechaim even when they still open.
Right, makes a big noise, yeah. Yeah, we may come back to that, right. I may come back to that again. Rechaim is a water mill, right, and you put the grain in on before, and then before Shabbos. And then you know on Shabbos the water is going to rush downstream, it's going to make the thing go and make a big sound. That's called Avshim Nusur, it's going to make a big noise. We may relate to it. Okay, forget it. It was correct. That's part of the sugya too. But anyway, here you have this machlokas Ula and Rabba. All right, so who do we pass them? Like the big nafkamina. Because in our situation here, if we're talking about the alarm clock, so it makes this leave out the grumma situation for a second. But let's put aside the grumma for a moment. You make this noise. It makes a ringing noise, but it's not exactly music. I mean, it might be a difference. You have a music box and you set that up, and it makes a melodious tune. Usually, these alarm clocks are not too melodious. It's more annoying. Than anything else, right? Especially since it wakes you up. If that's what you want. But so that'll be an afkamina. So who do we pass? Like Tosfos says, an Erev and Kuf, Dal and Amud Aleph, that same Sugan Erev, at the end of Tosfos, Huffy Garth Bukunjan, the end of Tosfos, Perishim and Hananel, the Hilchos of Ka'ula. But a Hananel passed him, Allah has a Ka'ula, the Filu Kol She'eno Shashir Osir. Okay, and Afal Gav the Shani Rabba Kol Hani Tiyulta Dachile. Even though in the sugya we just again I didn't read the whole sugya, but they asked kashas against Rabbi God out of every one of them. He explained away every kasha. Nonetheless, Lo Samchinan, we don't follow it. However, continues Tosus, Rav Alphus, that's the Rif, by Rabbi Huda Bar Bezilai, Rudal Bar Tzaloni, Pasku Kirabba, he said, no, we pass like Rabba, the Kirabacha by Yaakov and Taratzali, the others agreed with Rabba and so on, and Amemar also seems to go that way. So the Machlokas, how do we pass? Machlokas has two sheets, how do we pass him? Machlokas Abarayim, and now Machlokas and Yerushalmi, who do we pass him like? So, there is a Yerushalmi in Beitza that's relevant to this, the second paragraph of Beitza, or the fifth paragraph of Beitza, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis. The Lord says, Amr Blezer, Kol Mashmiya, Kol Asurim B'Shabbos. And Blezer held, all producing of sound is also on Shabbos. Rishmor Yisak, Savar, Mekusha, the Knishta, Charata, you look in the comment, I had the carbonate and the Playmosh on the bottom, okay, there was in the olden days, they had in the communities, they called them, right, he would wake people up, the Shamas would go around the town, and we had the yeshiva, right? The yeshiva is sometimes in the morning, it's to bang on the door for chakras, right? It was time to wake up, huh?
Say,
oh, if I want to support
me.
The most unpopular guy in the yeshiva. Yeah. I remember when I was in the yeshiva also, none of the guys would bang on the door. You know, some guys really gave you a good banging, and I remember some guys really took the job very seriously. So they used to have in the communities, people didn't have alarm clocks with dark, especially, I mean, I always read these revisions like sleepless time. It'll be pitch dark out, you know, poor Rosh Yom Kippur, and there's a guy, an old guy walked into the town with a little lamp, and he'd bang on everybody's door. So that's what the talking about here. Now, what about on Shabbos? Our sleepers are not worried about on Shabbos, but worried about people getting up. Let's say they were learning. They said, tell them, whatever. So the Rishalmi allows it. That's what the carbonate explains, right? In the source 12. Hoving, I've seen it so. Zik, the Chazen, the Beis HaKnesses. Right, there was a guy in the Chazim. Chazim means the Shamas, so the Gabbai, that's what he used to do. Okay, then the Gemara tells a story. Certain rabbi, Reb Lil, that was his name, so he would bang. Another story, the Gemara says, one of them, Reb Elo, Ani Besidra, and he fell asleep. Stayed late. Ani Besidra stayed late in Shul. That's how the Pnei Moshe explains, Nis'achar Beis HaMedrash. They came home, everyone was asleep. The wife and the kids went to sleep. He was learning Friday night, whatever. Trump, whatever, they came back to the house and were sleeping. So let's read from the Pnei Moshe 13. He said, "Ani b'sidur nis'achar beis hamedrash all the beisel u'mitzvah yishenim v'rava to al asulam u'shul shalol lahakish al adelos v'shabbos lo ratzal akitzon." He didn't wake anyone. He slept outside, slept under the ladder, and slept outdoors rather than wake everybody up. That's the idea of all these cases of the Yerushalmi like that. So again, you can read inside the Karbonet. The Pnei Moshe just explained in Hebrew what the Yerushalmi says. So based on this Yerushalmi, it sounds like Taki we passing like Ula. The guy didn't want to wake up his house, and he's not playing any musical instruments. Just banging, not a lot of banging. So the riff, as we saw in Tosav, now I have the riff printed inside. The riff is there is an Erev and Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis in the pages of the riff 14. Umestaber Lon the Hilchos Hakavasi the Rava. We had Rava and Rava, whichever one it was. Okay, the Mestar the Halach is like him. The Amar Lo Amarela Bekol Shir Bulvad. The whole Isser is only with Shir, only with his musical component to it. Why? Because he said Rav Acha held like that, and Amema held like that, and he quotes the Yerushalmi. That's how I knew about the Yerushalmi, right? He quotes the Yerushalmi. So he says, what about the Yerushalmi? He quotes the whole Yerushalmi. He said, never mind, the fact is, if you look at the last line and a half, or two lines, Lo ichpas lan b'may da'asri b'gemar d'bnei marava. We're not interested in the fact that the Gemara d'bnei marava, marava means in the west, right? The Talmud Bavli, the Jews lived in Babel, so whenever they refer to Eretz Yisrael, they refer to it as the west. Eretz Yisrael was the west coast, because Babel is to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of times we find in the Gemara the expression b'marava amru, out west, means in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they said like this, so the Talmud Yerushalmi was sometimes referred to, we call it Yerushalmi, sometimes it's called the Talmud d'bnei marava. From Bavel, but their perspective was Marava, right? It was to the west. So says the Rif, Lo ichmas lan b'may da'asu b'gemara d'bnei Marava. I don't care. We're not worried l'halacha what it says in that Gemara. Dal Gemara d'ilan samchinon. We follow the Bavli. Okay? The Basrohu, it's later, and Inu have a bikin b'gemara d'bnei Marava. Tzvemina, we know these certain things better, and so on and so forth. So the Rif is clear that very nice the Yerushalmi says what it says, but we pass in like the conclusion of Bavli, and that's the story. That's the Rif. And by the way, as a general rule, when there's a halachah of Bavli and Yerushalmi, generally we do follow the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. Although there's sometimes where people wondered why the Rambam passed in a certain way, and they dug up others talking Yerushalmi like that. But usually, and the reason for that is because eventually there were more Talmud Chachamim in Bavli than in Eretz Yisrael, and also the Talmud Bavli was better preserved because there were more people there. Remember, everything was hand copied in those days, so there were more copies extant. That's why there were a lot of, having worked a little bit in the Yerushalmi myself, you know, when I was working for art school, so there's so many sugyas where there are girsa issues. I mean, you know, we have the Bavli too sometimes, but the Yerushalmi, sometimes you manage to have totally opposite statements, you know, with different manuscripts, different girsa. So, anyway, we generally tend to pass the Bavli. That's what the Rif says here. The Rosh, likewise, in Erevin 15, Paragud, Simon Chav, he quotes the Menachanana, but then he quotes the whole Rif, and there's a usual klal that's the Beis Yosef, right? There's a little rule when the Rosh quotes two authorities, he's agreeing with the second one. He quotes second, the one he thinks is correct. So now you have the Rosh also lining up that the halacha is not like Ula, the halacha is like Rava or Rabba, whichever one it was, namely that the only Issa Vashmos Kol is when there's a musical component to it. The Rav Yoh, one of the Rishonim also, in Chela Gimelson, Tov Shin Sadi Hei, he quotes this issue, the Nira Li Shemashanagu Hashamoshim, Lidfok Alapsachim, the Gaboyim would go and bang on the doors, Lahokitz Bishabbos Sakol, to wake up the Tzibur on Shabbos, or Beis Atzur, come to Shul, Somchu Alahi Damar Shul Rietzur, based on that Yerushalmi, that one day in Yerushalmi that says he was allowed to bang. Ushar Ha'amorayim Shenechlaku Alav, all those other opinions in Yerushalmi that disagreed, Lisser, they answered, Lesser, the halacha is not like that. Arrested those people in Yerushalmi. It's like the minority of Yerushalmi, because that minority of Yerushalmi is in fact the view of the Bavli that the Garcina Parak Vasa Erevin, our Gemara and Psalm with the that we mentioned. So it's not a problem. That's how he paskins. The Orzaruah also paskins that way. In Chelek Beis in Reish Tezayin, source 17. Ula Ikla Bei Rav Menashe. It tells the whole story. And the same thing, he also says that he got out of all the kashas, and therefore the halachas like him. The Mordechai too in Beitza, and Remez Tuf Reish Tzadivov, and ATM, I'm showing you the row of the Rishonim, and the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rav Yor, and there is a Ruh, and the Mordechai, they all line up the halach against the Ben Chanana. They all line up that the halach is like the one day in Yerushalmi, like Rav or Rav. The only problem is the shear. Okay.
Shear is referring to only instrumentation or voice?
No, it's instrumentation. Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, and that's what he says also in 18, the second line. It's not like them. That's all these Rishonim say. Now, what is the whole issue here? All together about Shema's call anyway. And now maybe we'll understand why it's a shear related issue. What's the grounds for even for the with a shear? What's the issue? I mean, at one time anyway, it's in Ma'adidus, right? And in one of the Shabbos mirrors, when it says the things Chavatzachas who are in my that stanza, says the things you're allowed to do on Shabbos. One of the things I'm allowed to do on Shabbos is Lamanateach Beneginos. Right? It sounds like you can play musical instruments. So what should be the issue? In economy, with daraisa, there's no issue to play musical instruments. It's rabbanan called shema yisake in kol shir. You'll tune it up. You ever see a person plays a guitar? Sometimes tell them how to take out a guitar and start playing for the first 15 minutes. He's listening, he's twisting knobs, and so tunes it up. Right? So that's not allowed on Shabbos because you're fixing something, you're making something that was previously unusable or unsuitable completely, and now you're making it more suitable. So that's what the Gemara says in Beitza. It's really a mission, but the Gemara comments in 19, Daf Lamed Vav on the days, the Lo Metapkin, you're not even supposed to clap or dance, Gzeira, Shemi, Takin, Kleshir, all these things, making noise and clapping, and so on Shabbos is not allowed because it's all part of that Gzeira, Shemi, Takin, Kleshir. Now, Tosas and other Rishonim, but a lot of people, you know, you go to the average Hasidic shtimul, so they're clapping and dancing Friday night, they're dancing the base measure. Maybe we don't do it always Friday night, but if it's the Torah we do, and so on. So Tosas already says in Beis on Daf Lamed, the sugya is based on Lam involvement base. That's what it says. Shemisak and Kleishir. The Tosas brings it up a few pages earlier. Torah 20, based on Lam and Amar Aleph, Tanan, Eng Metakim and Merakim, Pirish Rashi, Shemitakim and Kleishir. Umiro le Didan Shari, but we're allowed to. The Dafka, the Emea, and Shabaki and Lassos Kleishir, Shayach le Migzar. Mavala Didan, Eno Baki and Lassos Kleishir, Velo Shayach le Migzar. Tosas gives you a heter that's a heter to go opposite. It was Torah to the average person that doesn't know how to tune things, or this is a step removed. Now you still can't play an instrument, but the clapping and the banging is so far removed, and we don't know how to make instruments anyway. That's our Tosas. I'm just throwing that in. Anyway, I just pointed out, I mentioned Rabbeinu Chananel was the one day or the other way. So I printed on the page, Rabbeinu Chananel there in Erev in Kuv Dalmud Beis 21, he says, Af al gav deshani rabba kalhani piyufta de makshelei, even though Rabba got out of all the kashas, ashinuei lo samchinan, lo dachinan lishmu d'ule, we reject his answers, or we don't worry about that, and we follow the sheet of Ulus. There is, again, a one Rishon. I found one other source, I just mentioned, that I found I mentioned the night I shouldn't say this because the tape recorder. I was just in Eretz Yisrael, so even though my wife gave me an injunction against purchasing Sarim, I violated a little bit. So they had the Rav Avadia Yosef has a series called Chazon Ovadia, and they have a number of volumes on Shabbos. So this is Volume Hay, which just came out a few months ago at the end of Toshanayim Bay. So he has the whole thing on Hilchos HaShemos Kol. That's where I got some of the Ma'amar Kamos from. But anyway, so he also quotes from the Orchos Chaim, Rav Aaron HaKonov Umil. In the Siman Tov Mem Dalid in Hilchos Shabbos, he cries, "Asur lashmiya kol b'chol dover bein b'klei shir kagon kinoros in the volume." You're not allowed to make any types of sounds, whether with instruments like the harps or lyres and so on. Ushar dorma filo lahakos betzbal akarka to bang or to keep a beat. You know, you sing a song like you bang on the table. So that you're not allowed to do either, right? Kedera Hamishorim, Ola Karkesh, Begozim, Latina, various other things that cry, bang nuts together and so on. The Chain also, Lerako, Tavet, Shami, Itaka, and Kleishir. However, Sape, Kelachayad, Mutter. If you see something like clapping shots like this, backwards, right? They look backwards, that's not the normal way. That's what he mentions, Kelachayad, that's Mutter. The Yesha Omrindalo also, Ela Koloshal Shir. Okay, some say it's only Koloshal Shir. However, and he says, Ksas mehagonim, Vir Rabbeinu Chanana el Pasku Keula, some gonim, doesn't say who they are, but I guess he's telling us Rabbeinu Chanana is not quite a Das Yochid, as Rabbeinu Chanana, and some gonim, out like that, but the Rif, like we mentioned, Pasak Kirov, the Rif held the other way, so it's a minority view, but it is a view that exists. So, in terms of the halacha, let's look, the Rambam it's not as clear as he might want him to be, but it's, you know, it's pretty clear what he means. The Parakhov Gimel of Shabbos Halach Adalat, source 22. Called, we're interested in the second part. He says, Lefichach Osir Lahashmiya Kol Shalshir B'Shabbos. That's the Lashon Rambam. He says Kol Shalshir. Bein B'Klei Shir Kigol Kinoros and Avolim Bein B'Shar Dvarim. Afil Lahakas, that's like the Lashon that the Orchis Chayim had. Maybe he got it from the Rambam actually. But again, the Rambam does have the expression Kol Shalshir. So if you're medayik in the Rambam, he doesn't mention anything else. He doesn't mention Stam Hashmaz Kol. He only says Kol Shoshir. And indeed, that goes Maimonius there in 23 on that Rambam, in Ozbeis, Abel Kol She'eno Shoshir. He is medayik in the Rambam. Kol She'eno Shoshir. Could go Lahakish Allah Devos. That's been Mutter. Right, it's Mutter. And they said that. So the Riff holds and so on. And he quotes the Tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg, which we're going to come back to. Yeah.
Since it's so on the topic,
yeah.
The guy that sings Karl
Bach,
the Tadotis, and yeah. Bang,
and Mamas
like a drum on the
beam. So that's questionable point for some, for sure.
Well,
so, right. Tosis, though, gave that heifer. That Tosis we saw before. Give that. We don't know how to talk. Right. But you're relying on Tosis, I don't want to do it. Huh? Yeah. Well, once they made it, there, so it's there. It's just up with it, right? And if I don't, I don't think everybody would endorse that. Tosis gave a heckle. It's a simple story. We all rely on it. We all dance and clap on simple story. Huh? That's a different thing. But I think that's it. The heckle is relying on Tosis. Have a banging mamash to keep a beat. One could certainly question. Again, Tosis gave us a way out, so we have a answer. I also quoted again. Read everything in detail. I printed the whole Meiri at the very end there of Ervin. Okay. He also says that look at the second line. Teda shalom amrua ela b'kol shel shir u'mgzer shemitaken klei shir. The way he's the one who makes the linkage. This whole iser is itaken klei shir. So it makes sense to say that the only problem is when you're doing something that has a musical component to it, as opposed to banging on a door to let somebody in, or as opposed in our case to an alarm clock to wake you up. Right? Then he brings those guys all the gemara. Yeah.
This whole not locus.
Yeah.
About a person is doing.
Right.
Not something is happening by a different.
Right. No, I said so.
If you hold it, hope that you can even do it by play sheer,
right.
Then you certainly hold it that something else, there's no problem that we're doing it.
Right.
There's certainly no problem that something else is doing it.
Right.
But if you hold that there is a problem when you're doing it, it may or may not be a problem.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. But if you hold that the whole Isser, which we just saw most of the Rishonim say that the only Isser is when it's a sheer component, then if you can set your alarm clock on Shabbos Gufa, right, exactly, that's what I'm saying. You don't even need the grammar element.
But nobody's addressing the Gemara that I said.
Yeah, not yet, right, about the Rechaim. Yeah, we'll see. That's an interesting point. But again, they're only addressing, all these Rishonim are not addressing the alarm clock issue yet at all.
It's looking at the person doing it.
Not that something happens. Correct. But I'm saying exactly what you're saying. That from these sugars, it says you're allowed to do it. So if you're allowed to do it, then the alarm clock is also allowed to do it. No one argues that stick. Our Rabbeinu Hananel and those Mitzvah Sagonim would consider, we say no. Okay? Although, before Shabbos, they might say yes. Exactly correct. Yeah.
Well, theoretically,
yeah.
One could argue that
this
is the concept of Shvisa Kalim.
May relate to that also. That's what the Gemara is. Okay, alright. Okay, good.
Theoretically.
Yes, good, right. Yeah. Now. Right, okay, that's my focus in the first paragraph. Relates to that also. Yeah. Okay, good. Now, I just want to show you, look at the last line of that long Miri that I quoted. He says, after he quotes the other Shitas, he also says, when we call Mako, now the Miri had an advantage because he was at the end of the period of Rishonim, so he was always able to quote all the earlier sources. So he writes to me, he didn't mention by name, he had nicknames for everybody, but he writes to me, call Mako, Gedolei Haposkim Hamechabrim Kosu Kedas Rishon. Or he quotes the Ben Chanal, the Chum Rabbi, he says, the Dolei Poskim Mechabrim. And that's what everybody seems to say, the tour in the Cheshavis in Shin Lamed Ches, Kol Ashmas, Kol Asol Ben Chanano. Afilu Eno Mechabrim, 25, the tour in Shin Lamed Ches, Or Chaim, Kol Ashmas, Kol Asol Ben Chanano. Afilu Eno Mechabrim, Lashir. Okay? Elofiza Asol Akish Al Adelis, Afilu Ben Grofo. You can't knock on a door, even with the knock on the door at all. Forget about with a knocker where it's made for that reason, that he's banging, you know. But even without that, just to knock it, he said, I'll have to do it. Okay? However, he says others disagree. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam is disagreeing. So you have a lot of people disagree, and the Beis Yosef there, according to 26, quotes the Riff, and he quotes all the other many of the other Rishonim that I mentioned. So what's the halacha? So in 27, the Shulchan Aruch it says as follows: Siman Shin Lam Chesif. Aleph, Hashmah is called B'Klei Shir Osir. Mechaber Paskin is like the majority, B'Klei Shir is Osir. Aval Ahakki Shal Adelas, Kiyotzev is a Kishen Adelas Shir Mutter. Okay? Now the Ramah throws in, V'chein in lo Ovid Maisa Shor. See that? He throws in, if you didn't do the action. Now that may be relevant to us. Okay? That even if you held that the Hashmah's call would be a problem, but if you didn't do the action, what we said before, the grum he set up before, Ramah said it would also be mutter. So he has something else. He talks about whistling. You call someone like a whistling guy. You know, but mutter lasos b'shabbos. Now he says, but here is also relevant to us. Also lahakos b'shabbos al adelas b'tabas hakavua b'adelas. Sometimes you have a door, you have a knocker that's made for that reason that he doesn't like. Afal pishein mechavim l'shir. There's also no song there, but that's because mikol mokom ho v'hakli miyuchad lekah, and that will make relate to our long clock issue too. It's made for that reason. He thinks it's room to be machmir also. Okay, and the lachain also l'shamish lahakos al adelas l'kol v'zaknezai they are clear miyuchad lekah. Some big guy walks around and bangs, you know, some other time. Sometimes at a dinner, when they want to tell you that the schmorg is over, they have these people traipse through the banging at some music, like a bell of some sort or whatever, and they get louder and louder, and you're still standing by the sweep lights, and they bang in your ear, you know what I mean? It's time to go to the other room for the program, right? So that's what he's talking about, a clear miyuchel lekach. Elamakim yodo ala dalas. That's how it says in the Shulchan. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both seem to hold like this majority view that the issue is only Hashmah's kol, but Ramah did throw in, if it's a clear miyuchel lekach, it's a problem. That may relate to our long clock issue too. For full disclosure, the Vilna Gaon and the B'r Agro there, he says he said this is all like Rabba. However, look at he quotes that's the riff. Interesting. The Vilna Gaon says he holds like Yerushalmi. The Eino Mutter Rakim is Kavan Lekol Klal. Okay, now this may relate to not Mechavan Lekol Klal. Now this may relate to your mill situation, because your goal is not to make the sound. It's interesting. That's a goal, but that's again not the majority view. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nalav there in Simon Shem Lamed Ches, he says it's not only Klei Shir Lav Dach Klei Shir Ela Abiyad. If it's Derech Simcha Veshir. As the Mishnah Berurah extends it from a clay shear to eagle your hands and clapping, I would say your thing too with the davening. And Mishnah Berurah says, "Go like us, kaf al kaf, heichashu derech simcha v'shir." Also, Mishnah Berurah says, right? Same part of the same gzera. I mean, Yoni, you're right. It's a little far fetched, but that's okay. That's a gzera. Kaf kaf tikno. You know that was the name of the gzera. And he says, that's what Mishnah Berurah writes. If you want to clap to put a kid to sleep or to keep him happy, he says you do it kalacha yad. Okay, that's what that's what Mishnah Berurah mentions. Okay. So moving over now to some, I guess, some cases where we would. That's in terms of the general rule of Hashmah's call. What we're talking about, though, as Dr. Zichel said before, we're really, that's about the sages, we're one step removed. If we're talking setting, we're talking now about a grumma on a gzera. Right? In other words, it's a grumma on, not a grumma on a malacha, it's a grumma on Hashmah's call. And it's only a grumma on Hashmah's call. It's a grumma on what some people don't even consider to be Hashmah's call. Right? Because it's not musical in nature. So that's, you know, Ravad Yosef writes, again, it's in Hilchos Hashmah's Kol, also Hashmir called the Klishir B'Shabbos, okay? So then on the footnote, he quotes this whole Gemara in Erevin, and I'm going to find the Lashon that he says, and he quotes it. Somewhere he says that the whole thing is a on a, oh, here it is, I'm sorry, that was in Os Yud Aleph, Hilchos Hashmah's Kol, he writes, Mutter La'arach B'Lel Shabbos Es Hashon Hamorer. You can set up the alarm clock on even on Leil Shabbos. L'chavein also she'itzalzal b'shah haratzuyah, so it'll go off when you want. Kadeshis arif mishnah, so it'll call out tzotzos, it'll wake him up. And he writes, the reason you're allowed to, he says, is mishum to have a grumma b'hashmos kol. It's a grumma on hashmos kol. So he is, as we see, it takes the more lenient position here. Now, there are others earlier in the that I printed some chuvas here. The chuvas of the Chelkis Yaakov, that's a Yaakov Breisch, who was in Zurich in Switzerland in the mid-1900s. He asked our question. Inyan Goril Hashmos Kol B'Shabbos. A guy wanted to set a clock. It's source number 30. B'dar Shel also. Sheish Lo Shir B'Gumah. The guy's a some guy, right? Yeshlo shir begufei tar b'Shabbos koder b'boker hashkein. There's an early shir that he wants to go through Shabbos with. Adop Yomi wants to go at the 7 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, right? Or whatever, 5 o'clock in the morning. Umar chashon b'chel hakitzo b'tulzim wants to set the alarm clock. Ubechoref shalel asarukim kishu mamir hashon l'moshu al shor seven. Like I said before, if he's on the long winter nights, he's going to set it before Lift mentioned, to, you know, or before he goes to sleep, let's say, even on Shabbos, he sets it for seven. It's going to go up at seven at night. That's not going to do any good. What does he do? Anyway, his answer is kafishay vatu tov ein adavar nogei klal in and zerem chashmali. So I assume you're talking about something that has nothing to do with electricity, right? It's not, we're not talking an electricity issue here. Rak hashel b'shon ragil, and it's just a matter of hashmos kol. And he says uvezer near lefinatayt lahatir likro hamashicha b'teila. He says his mutter, you know, to move that knob or whatever it is, and certainly for chol and certainly for a dvar mitzvah. Okay, kevin she'ein osa ben ima benachas. It's not pleasant. It's not a sound. And he brings in an interesting thing. Many shuls have on the stage of Torah crown and their bells. You know, some of the little bells we've seen, and they tinkle when we take the Sefer Torah out, and you're walking down, and it's ringing these bells. You know, sometimes he says that I'm in a parochet. The person opens the door. So he says this is also loud. He said that it's for a Torah mitzvah. Why? So people should know the urn is open. People should know the Sefer Torah is coming. They should demonstrate proper reverence. You know, so that's for a dvar mitzvah. Then he says, and certainly says the, he said, "Can kosher can be done? I'm not having a grumma ba'alma. I make a yeshalom this one." Then he says at the end, "Well, if you can have a kid do it, it'll be better." And he certainly comes out that it seems to be mutter. However, on the other end, there are other disagreements. Okay, I got the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, and Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, and Siman the Rav Neubert and Parak Chav Ches, Parak Chav Ches. So that in the first line, right? Yeah, Parak Chav Ches in Os Lamed. He says, Shalom psika, a stopper timer, Shalom chol, also is time for the Shabbos Yomtiv, ki mutzor chola. Okay, he's machmer about it. Okay, then he says, we're not talking about a Shabbos clock for life, we're talking about a wake up thing. He happens to be machmer about it. Okay, and he says, he quotes from the Chazon Ish, they are richasoes hashon hu yotzer koach chadosh. By setting the timer, the alarm clock, he's creating something new. I'm not sure I understand that fully, okay? But anyway, he's machmer about it. But others are makel, and contemporary, I printed the Tzitz Eliezer, source 31, and Vine Waldenberg, and Chelech Chesim Yud Gimel. He quotes somebody else, she was Pnei Megan, I'm not sure where that is. Same question, right? Shanishal Mamesh Kabidinoneno, Imrashai, Lahokin Asarveker, Hashanah Morah, Morah Shos, Arab Shabbos, and so on. They allowed to do it. So he mentions two problems, Shami Yisakein and Zilusa the Shabbos. He mentions the Zilusa, and that's going to relate to that's what the Gemara brings up there with the Rechaim. Also part of the Rechaim. So he says, he does not think it applies over here. Okay, he says, first of all, what Shemi is talking, we don't make new Gzeras. You can't make new Gzeras, you're going to fix the alarm clock. Wait a minute, there's no such Gzeras, so we don't have to make up new Gzeras. That's one thing he says. As far as the other concern, in terms of our Shmos Kol, this is going to be important for us also. He says, the Kol is not Kol Shoshir, so it's like a Gzera L'Gzera. So he's basically makel about it. There is another Tzad L'Hakol that's relevant, yeah. Another tabla hakel, and that's from that tshuva that I alluded to earlier. The Hagos, my money quotes it. I printed it here in 32. The Hagos Ashri, in Erev and Perek Yud Simchav on the Rush quotes it. He quotes the tshuva. Look in the second line. Heilach tshuvas maram. Shaltal tabas sheish for even or first I'm a shmiya kol. Some type of ring. I'm not sure. It's got a stone or something in it that makes noise. Or ladder wood on Shabbos. The rift passing like rubber is not kol shoshir. And even those who disagree, he says here. The difference between it's a loud noise or not a loud noise, and this is important. He said that's the Ashri, that's the Marama Rutenberg. That's called Avshemil for loud noise, but a very soft noise you can't really hear from a distance. That's not, and that's again, that's where the Rechaim issue comes in. That we'll see in a second. Okay, he says that's called Avshemil for a kosel tabasko pshita b'shari. Okay, you can have a sound that, you know, if you put it right by, how loud is this alarm? I mean, usually came in here in the next room. It's designed that way, not to wake anyone else in the whole house up, right? So it's a soft sound that might not even be under Hashmos Kol at all. That's the tshuva from the Maram Rutenberg. And Achronim agree with it. The Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zov, in that same seminar, Chaim Shimon Amir Ches, and Sikot and Beis, He refers to Siman Reish Nun Beis, which is about the Rechaim, and he talks here about Oren that had his grandfather clocks, and they chime every 15 minutes, right? And then on the hour they make the Tower of London, whatever, the Big Ben sound, right? So or whatever tune you waltz you set it to. So that's a pretty loud noise. So maybe you don't have to turn that off on Shabbos. He said it's mostly decorative or it's not really Hashemah's call. Everybody knows it, so that's how other Achronim write, which we may come to. But the Ksav Sofer writes in his Tshuva Siman Nun Hey, he quotes that Prima Gadim Shakos Afilu Matirim. Even the Matirim, that's only when it's it doesn't make too loud of a noise. But he says for sure, if it makes a soft type of noise, then it's for sure mutter. So you have this whole group now of Achronim who are saying, I think that's also like our alarm clocks. It's not these little alarms are not so loud. The Aruch HaShulchan also, and I'm saying Sin Shin Lamed Ches, he's talking about a different thing. He's talking about apparently it used to be a practice before the Chazan got up to Davar Musaf or whatever, had a little what they call tuning.
I've seen
tuning fork. You've seen it, yeah. Right, to make a little to get the right key.
They still use it.
Yeah, do they? I don't know.
Yeah.
They still use it. So they make a little thing to get the right key. Okay, I've never done it. You ever done it? Now it's not. Okay, I'm missing the Chazanim here. But whatever. The fancy Chazanim, I guess. So Yoruch HaShulchan is bothered by this. Now that's also the Shmos Kol. Yeah, now it's not really musical instruments.
It's just a step. It is a cliche.
Yeah, not Chazanim. So Yoruch HaShulchan, that's what he's bothered by. In 35, okay, so Shimon the Chesiv base, he doesn't like it. He calls on Mashmar on a Seder Harav, and a serial son of many years, Shapash Mesach Eitz al Chazanim, Shaopsi Midea Mazlei Katan Shalkes, a small silver fork, a tuning fork, right? And all in hand, it's made out of, right? It's a current Kamertan, I don't know, some tuning thing. But Omdu of the Amav, the Shabbos Yom Tov, and they're standing up there in Shabbos Yantav, right? But who Asuri Laman, Hamid Mishkal Akol Megina, they want to get the right pitch and song for singing, and so what's the story? And then they're allowed to use it on Shabbos. He says in the fourth line, "Ein biyadon limchos." We can't such a widespread, but we can't disallow it. He says, and then spread out, people do it. You know, all right. So the end, he says. You look at the fifth line in the middle, what we just said, the Ksav Sofer, the name of the, or understand the Prima Gadim. But Ulai, they should call me, you know, so Enon Nishmas, Rak Mipela, the rest of the people can't hear it, right? He hears it. Such a soft, such a little sound, it's barely heard. But Enon, like Kereg, it only lasts a second. The Tachliso, which will share his passion. Oh, that's all of them. It's your question. Singing with a voice is never also, and so on. So maybe it's not really called Klei Shir. And he's trying to give a heter for it. And then at the end he talks about having musical notes. And all right. Anyway, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Not everybody agrees with that. Okay, I brought with me, we'll go through quickly, there's a couple more things. The Raga Chava, we're going in the Tzofnas Paneach. This is in the number of different collections of Chuvas. I think this is the, what is this here? This is the, second, the first. This is the first Divinsky, I guess. Chelak Aleph, whatever. So in Siman Yud Tes, he's against this practice. Okay, he doesn't like. He doesn't like it, and the tuning fork. He doesn't like it. The Mincha Zalaza also doesn't like it. The Mincha Zalaza I have here in the country Shar Mincha in the back. He also writes. Yeah, maybe. He says there are those who are makel with the Chazanim in Sim Chavtas in the back and Shar Mincha. All right, we don't have to go through. The Mincha Zalaza doesn't like this stuff. The Panach doesn't like it. The Melamed Lahol of W.C. Hoffman in Germany. He was makel about it, right? The 36. That's printed on the page. In Chelak Allison and Sama Gimel, he says a Chaz in the Kan. Stimgabel. Yes, coming from Breuers, if that's there. Stimgabel. Okay? Kolan, it's a tuning fork. And he says he can't sing without it. And he says, here in Germany, secretly shall feel it in Russia, even the Frumis in Russia. They also use it and so on. And he says he doesn't like it either. He says that he thinks we should be machmir. He says, especially nowadays when the reform have introduced organs into the shul and it like the churches and so on. At the end of the day, though, he seems to say that it is mutter. Yeah, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah also seems not to like it either, because he says in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Katan Dalet, Shemuchel Hashmir Kol Chashinan Shemikaven Lashir. He mentions that Klei Shir Shekhan Kamartan, that's the Kamartan, that's the tuning fork. Pshita the Aser, he asks it, the Klei Shir, like you said before, Lala, it's actually a Klei Shir, that's what Mr. Gruz says. Okay, and he's Mechaven Lashir for all these reasons. Okay, but to us, I'm not interested now in solving this machlokes of the tuning fork, and Chazanim will do whatever they do. But, but at the end of the day, there is at least a tzad heter coming back to our alarm clock issue. It's a very soft sound. So I just printed on the page what the Dr. Shiffman mentioned before. That's the sugya in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, okay, about putting chitin l'toch harechayim. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about it soon, Reish Nun Beis. Okay, there is such a concept also when it's a very loud noise of Zilus of the Shabbos. Called Absha Milsa, Zilus of the Shabbos. So the Gemara says in the Ches Aral, Ein Nos Nechit 38, Ein Nos Nechit Atok Achan Shomayim, Elab Beish Yitzchun Ba'od Yom. You can't set up a mill to grind up kernels, you know, the wheat, or the kernels, except if it'll be done on Friday, to put it Friday morning, and they know that the water's going to come later before Shabbos. My time of Nation Mashmas called. Okay, now here's where they bring in, oh, is it Shisas Kalim? Okay, that's the issue. We're not going to go into all that now. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's in Reish Nun Beis Sif Hei. He says, Mutto is Toch Mayim Legin and so on. That's what you were talking about before. The Shammai Silla, the sprinklers, and all these other systems you can set up before Shabbos. Okay, many people, the Mechabers make it with Ramon, and Simon Reish Nun Beis Sif Hei. Look in the middle, maybe 6 lines, 5 lines down. Yesh Osim Berechayim, L'chol Mokom Sheish Lachos, L'ashmos Kol. Many people assert a hachi nog lechatchila, and lechatchila we are worried about Hashmoas Kol because it's Absha Milsa and it's Ilus of the Shabbos. So I would like to suggest the following. First of all, I'll mention here I have here the Tshuvas from the Kajer Glover Gaon Eretz Tzvi, okay, in Simon, his Tshuvas Simon Son of Dala. Well, before I get there, I'll just mention for the Moshe Feinstein, despite all I understand all along the hour types of alarm clocks that point in that direction would really seem to be mutter. And I think that those types of alarm clocks would seem to be mutter for a number of different reasons. Certainly if the groma that you set up on Friday to go off on Shabbos, however, again, and like the safest make about it, all the sources, and I think that most people are lenient about it. However, Moshe Feinstein does say, as in Shuvas Igros Moshe, Orachaim Chelek Dalad, Simon Ayin, number Ozvog. Ulinyan Lahamid Shon Sheshba Dominant Southwis Ne Shabbos Alasman Shit Southwish Shahil's Matsila. Hine imhu kol kazer shalom nishma elabhadro shahula atzmo ein bze iser. He basically says if it's only heard in the room where you are, there's no iser. Avalin nishma gam chutzme chadro. But if you hear it, it's loud enough that they hear it outside the room. Shanishma laharbe halon and beso, many people hear it, and kol shekein shanishma lachutz, and certainly if it's outdoors, then it's osir mitzad gzeres hashmoas kol, the nesinas chitin l'toch rechaim shamayim. Then it's this hashmoas kol, yeah.
Good question. Yeah. So we're only smoking at a regular lawn.
Not a regular.
What that goes up on the news,
right? Right, we'll get that in 2 seconds. I'm not finished with that. But Rav Moshe mentions this chiluk. Give me 2 seconds. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara of Daf Yerches that we just saw, Avsha Milsa. So basically says that if it's loud, then it's a problem. That's a problem. So again, he says if it's softer. What about if it's a radio? So the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't offhand think there should be a difference strictly to halacha. On the other hand, it always rubbed me the wrong way. I personally don't use any alarm, but it rubbed me the wrong way. The Kashrut Glover Gaon has a tshuva in his tshuvas, Eretz Tzvi. He was in Europe. So he says, "Imuter laharich mechana shel radio be'erev Shabbos Kodesh or shmo ayada b'Shabbos Kodesh." He set up a radio. Now he's really talking about, I think he's someone leaving it on, and I'm not, just turn it on and finally leave it on. You want to check the news? Anyway, he's not comfortable with it. The Aruch HaShulchan, we'll see inside. I don't have that inside. Sometimes that's recorded to see the Marmokim. The Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchos Shabbos and Shem on the Ches Tifei. Well, this will wrap up 42. So he says, he mentions the Dvarim She'ena Kavan Alinus Hashir Ve'en Bemo Simcha V'lo Shmir Kol Ba'am Afil Kol Chod. Just a second. Just want to find the right thing. He says, yeah, at the very end of that page, Umashma, he said, the Hamid clay shear, may Erev Shabbos, to set up some type of an actual clay shear on Erev Shabbos. Say Yoshir, may Atzam Shabbos Gam Kain Osir. That I think that maybe the radio would be on. It is, it's like music, and I guess by extension the news, I don't know. To set that up on Shabbos, that, he doesn't like that. Because that's also because under Shanitakin clay shear in Kain, Mali in Menagin al Yodo, may Atzmo, so, Yishashak, Kashir, Shan Menagin Yop, Yisak Menu. What I think you might be saying is, with the radio, if it doesn't come out exactly, so you'll tune it. You know, you'll move the dial to get, it's with the alarm clock, so it makes the noise, it's done. With the radio, let's say you want to hear it, oh, it was interesting, you'll turn it louder, or you'll there's a little static, so you'll move the thing. So I think that that's a tzad to be machmer. A further issue, Ratzi Pesach Frank talks about one of his chuvas, in Hartzi, Yechor Chaim Chelek Aleph, Sin Kuk Pei Gimel, this is true in Eretz Yisrael. But he talks about this in America. So the odds are that whoever's working on the radio station is not Jewish. But in Eretz Yisrael, right? They're none from Jews. So now you're being nana on Shabbos by listening to the radio. I'm sure you're being nana from melachas that were done by other Jews, right? In America, that's not. The odds are that it's not done, and it's not. Huh?
Yeah,
what? Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, they were located at the Friday night show.
Oh, so it was on Friday night? Oh, really?
Correct.
That was his show. Okay, there you go. So, they just won a lot of votes. But the point of that, so you have Jew, again, America, that's less of a problem. But the T. Pesach Frank mentions that with regards to the Arts Act as well, yes.
Even though you pretty much limited that Shabbat stuff here, this is too much of an again issue, so I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah.
The issue of
dishwasher. Yeah. Same thing, the washing machine and dishwasher. I thought also those are loud noises. I don't know, they make a noise. No, I don't
know.
Now the modern ones don't make noise. So if they don't make so much noise, then they don't.
Another dish, you can use those dishes on Shabbos again?
Yeah, because I don't think that's a
real
problem. I don't know. I never was comfortable with it. Sometimes it comes up with a 3-day yontif or whatever, so the wives want to set up a timer. So again, now I have to say something else. You know, to set up a timer, Reb Moshe, with the timers in general, was machmer other than for lights. Okay, and he didn't even allow for air conditioning. Okay, and his tour was in general, so, huh?
Yeah.
Right, that's why.
Didn't have air.
Right, didn't have no air. That's why, because he said, you don't really need it. That's his answer. Lights, that's what he says. Right? He says, we live without it. Today, you might say differently, because nobody doesn't have air conditioning today. But that's exactly what he says. Lights, everybody needs lights. Air conditioning. Right, so, I don't know. So, maybe we'll talk about it in detail. I just want to end up, I mentioned, as I said before, those who want to look it up, Rav Schechter quotes in the Rav in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Zion. He talks about in those Gimel, this issue of Melacha Lachar Zman, that the Rav had a different definition of Groma altogether. Okay, so according to him, it could be a bigger problem. I don't think, even to set it up on Friday, if it's a Melacha, it's not really a Melacha, it's only a Gzera, but it is a Gzera. So according to him, there would be another reason in Machmer, both with the regular alarm clocks and with clock radios. I think, I personally don't recommend it, I personally don't do it, but I think that it's ungenommen. I think that generally people do use alarm clocks, the old type of alarm clocks to wake up. I think many people even use the radios. I just thought maybe the radio is the loose of the Shabbos, or it's moved to the Chol, to hear the news, to hear the sports clips, it just always rubbed me the wrong way, especially with that point that Rosh Hashanah they may come to it.
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl, World Series.
Okay, good to go.
I have a very good conversation.